You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So let's start from the second paragraph from the Minchas Chinuch. There's something that I do not have clarified, which I still have to work on. I'll explain in a minute. We all know there's a question of Maris Dam. Maris Dam means there are certain colors of blood that are Matame, Tumas Nida, and there are others that are not Matame, Tumas Nida. So the Gemara, I think a Mishnah on Yutes says, Nida Yutes says, the Chamisha Minei Damim are Matame. Four of them are shades of red and one is black. And I mentioned as a Machlokes Rishonim why black is Matame. Is black Matame in its own right because black is a color of Tumah? Do you say black is that there's a Chashash was originally red? So you have Machlokes Rishonim whether black is Matame Midoraisa or Midorabanan. But nevertheless, a woman does not have a status as a Nida unless she's Roa, unless she sees one of those types of colors of Dam. Meaning green, etc., are not Matame. Vida, the afim lorasa mechamishu minei damim. But you should know, even if she does not actually see in her menstrual cycle a color of dam that is red or black, meaning one of the types of damim that are matame, mekomakom imhu min hamakar hadam tame. Nevertheless, if the source of the blood is from the makar, is from the uterus, the dam itself is tame. Because there's a machlokas throughout Nida, mainly on Memal from a base, if Makor, Makomo, Tame. So the Gemara has about three, four cases of what is the scenario of Makor, Makomo, Tame. Meaning, is the uterus itself something that can create Tuma, just by the very fact that the object touches it? So I'm not sure whether the uterus itself would be an Avhatuma or not, but it appears as if the uterus itself is an Avhatuma. Anything that comes in contact with it would be Tame. So the Gemara has a few cases. One case the Gemara has with Mal from Abayz is that part of the Makor, part of the uterus falls out of the woman. So the Gemara says she's not Tame Tuma Shiva, she's not Tame as a Nida, she's not Tame 7 days, because the Torah says Dam Velo Chaticha. It says only if she sees blood and not a literal body part. But she nevertheless is Tome Tumas Erev, if you hold Makor Makomo Tome. Because if you hold Makor Makomo Tome, then the uterus itself conveys Tuma. So you should know that there's a concept that there's no Tumas based on story. There's no Tuma inside a person. So for instance, the Torah needs a special puzzle to tell you that if a woman has relations with a man, she becomes Tome as a result of the relations. So the Gemara explains, what do you need a pasuk to tell you that? She learned that she comes into contact with Shechva Zera. Shechva Zera itself is one of the Avos HaTumah. So the Gemara says she would not be Tomei by virtue of coming into contact with the Shechva Zera, because her contact is inside her body, and that's Tumas Beis HaStorim. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to tell us that a woman, I forgot the exact pasuk, V'isha ki yishkav, V'ish ki yishkav Shechva Zera, etc., the woman becomes Tomei. What? Right. Where's that pasuk, by the way? I forgot where it was.
Even probably Mitzora.
Pitchers Mitzora.
One of those around there. So the question is, if Makor Makomo Tame, there's no Tuma inside the woman. So one scenario is part of the uterus comes out of the woman, falls out of the woman. Is that uterus itself, that actual chaticha metame? So the most of the metame is tumas erev, that she's tome for the night. It seems from that Gemara that the makor itself is an avatuma, and if she touches the makor when it's outside of her body, it's not tumas beis hastorim, she contracts tuma from the makor, which in itself is an avatuma. So we know there are many, which is interesting because the Mishnah in Kalim does not list that as one of the avasatuma. The Mishnah in Kalim lists all, in the first paragraph, lists all the Avos HaTumah. It does not list the Makar. It lists Dam, Shechva Zera, Rok Dezav, anything that comes out of the Zav, any liquid that comes out of the Zav, any excretion is an Av HaTumah. It does not list the Makor, which is interesting. But if you hold Makor Makomo Tomei, then the Makor itself is Matame. That's one case. Another case is a woman has a Yotzei Dofen. At the same time she has the Yotzei Dofen, blood is coming out through her through her normal canal. Do you say that that dam is considered to be tummy or not? Because on the one hand, she's not in a period of nida. On the other hand, it's not really dam leida, because the leida is taking place through the dofen. So the Gemara says, what about somebody who's giving birth through the dofen and sees blood through the normal passageway? So if you hold makor makomo tummy, you're saying that that blood emanated from the uterus, therefore it's tummy. But she would not have a tumas nida. What's the big nafkamina? Big nafkamina is a nida is tummy for 7 days. Nida does not need shiva nakiya midaraisa, but she is tummy 7 days. Meaning if a woman sees in her normal cycle blood, the halacha is she cannot go to the mikveh till after 7 days. She may be seeing blood all 7 days, then has a hefsek tara, then goes to the mikveh after the 7th day, the 8th and the evening of the 8th day. But she cannot go ahead and be taught tahira in 1 day. She needs 7 days. So if she has tameh tumas nida, which is only as a result of really actually seeing dam nida is defined by dam coming out through her regular cycle and having the colors that are specified, then she's tameh tumas shiva. But if makor makomo tameh, she comes in contact with the uterus, then she's only tameh tumas erev. The problem that I have is the dam itself, for instance, the third case of makor makomo tameh is she has a wound in the uterus. So what's happening is she's bleeding not as a result of her normal cycle, but she's bleeding as a result of a wound in the uterus. So she has a maka in the makor. So if you hold makor makomo tomei, the dam that comes out is tomei. If I hold makor makomo tohar, then the only dam that comes out of the uterus that's tomei is not as a result of being in contact with the makor, but only dam nida. Therefore, she has a maka and dam comes out as a result of the injury. If you hold makor makomo tomei, the dam is tomei. The only question that I have is, let's read carefully.
It's tummy, but it's not matami tumas nida in any event.
Right, it's not matami tumas nida. But the question is,
why is it tummy? Why is it tummy?
Right.
Good question.
Interesting.
That's unclear to me. It's unclear to me.
What's that question?
What?
What's that question?
In other words, in the case of the maka case, right? If the makor comes out, then it's outside of the woman. Now that makor itself is an avatuma. Right. But why would it be that if there's a maka in a woman and blood comes out as a result of the...
And it touched, it came out of the...
The makor.
Yeah.
So why would I say makor makomo tome? Why is that dam actually tome?
Why shouldn't it be?
Because it only touched the makor inside the base of
starim. It's inside.
There's no too much base of starim.
No, it doesn't hope out, but it's tummy while it's inside, no?
Well, the
Sheretz is inside, let's say.
That's too much based on
storm. Yeah, but the Sheretz remains tummy. If an animal swallows.
Sheretz does become tummy.
It remains tummy, it's inside.
But how do you transfer the tuna?
But if anything that touched it comes out, anything that touched that tummy comes out.
But why is the dam itself tummy? The only reason the dam would be tummy is because it's.
It's
touching the makor.
Yeah.
Isn't that touching the dam, touching the makor, inside, should not be matame the dam inside the woman?
No.
Because too much space has started?
No.
There's no too much space, why not?
So you're saying that it's really tummy in there.
It's tummy inside. It's just hidden, so it doesn't come out. The tumor doesn't come out. You would think that you'd walk in, you would touch it, it wouldn't be matame something. Because it's touching hers, and you're touching this. So it's matame. It's not matame. When it's inside, it's concealed. But as soon, anything that touches it does, and if that comes out, it's tummy.
You're saying Rustam Abed is tummy, you're saying?
You're saying it affects it before.
It's some kind of, it's like in a protective seal, so the tummy doesn't come out, but anything that touches it from within the body.
You're saying it's not the tummy, because it's...
Moreover, if you would stick your hand in and you would touch it, and then you take your hand out,
it'd be tummy,
your hand would be tummy. We discussed that last time, that possibility.
Again, sorry. Say that
if
again.
He would put a doctor would put his hand aside, touch right. the uterus, take his hand out, he'd be tummy, wouldn't he?
Why would it be? Isn't that too much space of storage?
No, because it's only when it's inside. But if he reaches in and he touches it,
I think that tumor is not contracted the base of storage.
let's say an animal has a dead fetus inside. That dead fetus is tuma blua, right?
Right.
But it's tame. It's just that the animal's not tame. Mm-hmm. And when you open up the animal, you take out that fetus is not tame. If you shech the animal, and the animal is not, but the fetus is tame, no? It died before you shech. If it didn't die before you shech, the shechita works for it.
Or the shechita works for it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if it died before, it's tame.
Is this the same halacha as that? Is this a different halacha?
This is a similar thing of Tumah Blua, isn't it?
This is Tumah Pesach Stone, yeah. So let's read the Veda, that he says, Da'afim lo ra'asa mechamisha min edomim. So if a woman does not see those specific types of colors of dam, meaning she does not have Tumas Nida, mikol makom imhu min ha-makar. But if the dam comes from the makar, hadam tameh. The dam is tame, but l'chayra the dam is only rishon, correct? Because the makor is the av, and the dam is now rishon. Umatame esa isha tumas erev l'taras v'lo l'bayla. And you should know that in Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about the iser of bia, you should know that she's mutter to the baal if you don't have the proper minei damim. I think it's simin. What's the simin? I forget the simin. I think kuf samaches is the minei damim. I think the first simon is Kuf Pei Dalas. So maybe Kuf Pei Ches is talking about the different types of Mine Dam Damim. That's the whole inyan of Mara. And she has to see a type of blood that makes her a Tumah toward to the Baal. So this is a case where you have a Din Tumah Vatira based on Makor Makomo Tome, but would not affect her heter to her husband. So we mentioned there are two separate inyanim here. The idea of Tumantara and the idea of Isra Labayla. This is a classic case.
But you said that the dam is Rishon, so how could it be Matama her?
I'm not sure. I'm unclear about that. Umatame is the Isha Tumas Erev Lataras Vul Labayla. I and Rambam Shom Perak Alpha Lachyud. Shadvar of Mugungam and Bitnu Makor Makomatame. Now listen to the words. Vayain Ram Perak Hasmer Surbe Alach Yadalad. But not even Yehud Madur Tinyan Yoder Simon Sadi Zayin. Herich Lavar and Divre Harambam. The Aina Ella, so what he says? Rishon Latuma Ulataris, no? Umare Tohar Enososer Beziva Vahave Rak Kinogea. Meaning this should not be Saitzer her ability to count if she doesn't see Dam, that's Dam Nida. Because you know what, for instance, if she touches a Sheretz, you would not say that Saitzer her counting, correct? So similarly, if Makor Makomo Tome, it means that the Dam she comes in contact with, it's not dam nida, it's just like any other tumor. But it appears to me I'm missing something. Because if the makor is an av and the dam is a rishon, the dam should not be matame her, right? Because the rishon is not matame out of the kelim. So I'm not sure how she contracts the tumor. What am I missing? You understand what I'm not sure about?
Yes.
I'm sure I didn't clarify it.
What's for ena el rishon? Who's ena, the woman or the dam?
I'm not sure.
Aina. No, because it must mean it's her.
It's her, right?
She's a rishon l'tumah.
So how does she get? How does she become a rishon l'tumah? I'm curious. How does that work? If the makor, you're not going to tell me the makor is an avi avatumah, correct?
So the makor is what? Avatumah.
Avatumah. So the dam is also an avatumah. Makor makomatome.
Must be. And therefore, she becomes a rishon l'tumah.
So it's interesting, yeah. You have the dam coming from a maka in the makar. The dam itself becomes an av.
The dam is part of the makar, so the dam is the same as the makar.
Bukhari, you have to say something.
Bukhari, that's what you have to say, yeah.
And if you're saying that, then you don't have such a problem with Tumas Beis HaStarim, correct? And the whole Tumas Beis HaStarim question we have falls away.
Interesting.
Because it's not working as a negiyah that the makor is touching the dam. Rather, the makor or anything that emanates from the makor is an avatumah. So that means that blood coming out is an av hatumah. It's not dam nida, but it's dam. It's like a piece of the makor. And makor makomo tome. Strange, I looked through the sugim and malfam beis. Well, I'm not sure what the machlokas is based on. I mean, I'm not sure what the makor for, actually, it's strange. What's the makor for makor makom otome?
Is it machlekas for the makor makom
otome? Yes, the Gemara says.
But the Mitzvah Schinnach doesn't say everything that he's talking about is only according to the Tzav, the makor makom otome.
Right, he seems to say that
Rav Moshe. I think this Indian of Dam and Makor may be independent. Is it?
No, the Gemara says it's taller than that makhlekas, makor makom otome, yeah. He even alludes to it because he's saying, and the Rambam's unclear how he paskins, right? Vayin Ram Bisham Perik Alpha Lachia, Shadvar Magungan, Bitnir Makoma Komatomi, Vayin Ram Perik Esmisu Belachia Dali, but not be who the Maduor Tinyan Simon, Sadi Zayn Herik Lavara Divre Ha Ramba. What is the Rambam sheet?
Please. This is Mishka Bamosha, some pushing it up, and Shamaka Makomatomi. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's going according to the Rambam, the spasms are coming up.
The problem is the story base says something else. Promise, take a look at the next one. V'ilu bichos asuri bia, right? Pasuk shadam makas shebemakor tohor. V'yirichu b'zeach reinim. Okay. So there's a lot to do here. Ve'ina el rishon. Ve'ina. What?
Yeah.
Ve'ina must be har, correct?
In hilchos asuri bia, obviously he would be talking in terms of hilchos asuri bia. And you would say that the dam is tohor.
I can't give an opinion right now because I'm not familiar with Ramana Suri Bia.
Take a look.
So we could look it up.
Yeah, interesting. But that sounds like in Hilchos Tumah it says Tommy because Makom Otar, the Tommy.
Well, it's a double portion that if you look.
You could say that it's.
If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Beches, wherever it may be, in Hilchos Nida, there got to be Isser Veheter. There's no Nafkaminim because by Isser Veheter, Ish is only Osir to Baila, only if it's Dam Nida. Now if you hold Makor Makom Otar.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, a woman can be Tameya, but still be Mutter to her husband, Midin Isser Veheter. Alkein Pshitli, De'ena Mishtalachas Rak Mimachin Ashchina Kemaga Sheret. So the question is, if you hold Makor Makom Otome, how far can she go on her Abayas? So the halacha is that a Tamei Meis is Mishtalach only from Machin Ashchina. So Gemara and Pesachim, I think, Pezayin. It discusses Yishachu min ha-machaneh. It is a din of Sholosh machanos. Meaning that someone who's Tomei, Tumas, Mitzayra, is Mishtalachas from Sholosh machanos, right? Someone who's Tomei, Tumas, Mitzayra, can't go on Harabah, can't go on Makom HaMikdash. That's number one, that's Machaneh Shechina. Can't go on Harabais, which is Machaneh Leviyah. And can't go on Yerushalayim, which is Machaneh Yisrael. But for instance, a Zav or a Nida is only Mishtalechas from Shtei Machanais, the Gemara learns. Gemara has the Mudim there in Pesachim Pei Zayin. That a Nida, a Zav or a Zava is only Mishtalechas from Shtei Machanais. That's why anyone who wants to go on Harabayas, which I am not advocating, because there's been a long ban on going to Harabayas, but anyone who wants to go to Harabayas has to go to Mikvah first. Because everyone's a Balkari, and a Baal Keri is also to go on Harabayas. That's the issue of putting your hand into the Kotel. And according to the Radvaz, going to the Kotel itself, you have to go to the Mikvah. Because the Radvaz held you have to be choshish that the Kotel itself is not the wall of the Harabayas, but the Kotel itself is the wall of the Mikdash. So if the Kotel itself is the wall of the Mikdash, then really where you're standing next to the Kotel, you're standing on, even though it's not the same height, right? It's been excavated. You're standing on what would be Machna Levia, the perimeter of the Harabais, according to the Radvaz. So the question is, if you hold Makor Makomo Tome, how does that affect her status in terms of Shiluch Machanais? So since it's not Tumas Nida, but it's a new type of Tuma, it's a new Ava Tuma, let's say, then she herself is not a Nida. Therefore, she can still go up to Harabais if Makor Makomo Tome. So you could paskin Makor Makomo Tome, and still she's not Mishtaleches except for Machaneh Shechina, like anyone who is a Risha.
Just like a
Sheretz. I came pshitali, Deina Mishtaleches Rak Mi Machaneh Shechina Kemaga Sheretz. Veina Doma Labal Keri, Sheribsa Atar Shemishtalech Chutz L'Shtei Machaneh. Sorry, it's not. Right, but Maseches Pesachim Samach Zayin Mabez. I'm sorry, it's not Pezayin, Samach Zayin. The Hasam Hu Raya, because it's very important. Tumas Nida is not as, even though the Dam HaNida itself is an Av HaTumah, The reason that a woman is tummy is not because the Dama Nida touched her, but rather because she went through the process of menstruating. She's a Nida, she's a Tumas Re'iya. It's called Tumas Hayotze Min HaGuf. It's a Tumah as not as a result of touching something, but a Tumah as a result of actually excreting something or right having some type of excretion. Like a Zav and a Zav and a Nida, they're not Tmeim as a result of having contact, but rather as a result of going through a physical process. The Hasam Hu Roya, like a Balkari where you see something. Aval Khan, but if you hold Makor Makom Atame, Ein La Rak Din Negia, Kadam Acher Shenaga Bedam Nida, right? Mamish. Venom Ishtoich Rak Chutz Lamach Neshchina. Kein Nir Lefiyas Daiti Parshat. So, I guess we'll see. He says, look at later Osei. So we'll get to Isaiah in a minute, in a few minutes, okay? Now you got to help me through this. We're getting Tumtum and Androgynous. Now you should know it's not really the Minchas Chinuch.
Trans.
Right.
Trans.
I don't know if they're trans.
No, they're not really, but today is such a thing. It's such a thing.
Okay, I guess it's got to be LGBT, A for Androgynous, another T for Tumtum.
That's right. Yeah.
Crazy when she gets there, start screaming. We got to protect them. Okay.
You don't have to protect the rest of the world. You got to protect these freaks. All right.
Vimtumtum vandrogynous. Okay. Sharo nidais. Let's say a tumtum and androgynous sees blood. Tumasum besafek. The question is, can a tumtum and androgynous become tmei nida? So you should know, it's very interesting, the Gemara has to be made a man from Tumas Nida. You know that? The Gemara says, that the Pasuk says in the Torah, Ve'isha. Ve'isha in a few places. It says Ve'isha when it comes to the Parsha of Zava. And it says Ve'isha in another Parsha in the Torah. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the point of Ve'isha? The Vav bothers the Gemara. The Vav is extra. So normally a Vav is for Ribui. The Gemara, however, says something else. The Gemara says, "Krol Amali." Gemara Lama Beis Menachem says, "Why do I need a pasuk ve'isha? What's the vav come for?" Lamali. So listen to the Gemara. Lemute ish me'odem, me'odem, me'odem. Right? To be might a man from red. I mean, the color red would not be metame a man. So the question is, what does that mean? The color red would not be metame a man. Does it mean that if a man, where he normally becomes a carry, or Shikwazera sees blood, but Rashi seems to learn a little differently. Not that the man is seeing blood, but Rashi, throughout the Gemara here, says, Chutz me el ish me el dem, dehochi mashma isha matami benida velo ish. So that Rashi seems to be mashma. That's if a man sees blood, correct? The blood would not be matami him. But later it says, Chad lim ute mi Shikwazera, o edo odom, imira Shikwazera. Odom. Meaning, what's the miut of man from red? Is the miut that if the man sees blood, or is the miut that if his shikva zera is red, that's not a color to be matame? So Turashi seem to say a different thing. Meaning, what's the miut of a man from red? Ve'isha, only a woman. So a man is not matame nida. So if a man is not matame nida, what happens is the tumtum case. I'm not sure how to visualize or how physically it
tum-tum,
works.
You don't know it's a suffix. The tumtum is a suffix, man or woman.
Right.
So it's going to be a suffix, no?
Right, I understand. But yeah. An androgynous has both, right?
Has both. Yeah.
Has both.
Has both.
So yeah. I can understand the androgynous sees Nida from, right, through her female, right?
So it could be a vade.
No, so the Gemara says they're both sfeikis. Because if an androgynous has a din zachar, there's no tumas Nida by a zachar.
Right.
It's interesting, you need a miut for that, right? And that a woman should not be matame with lo ben. The woman should not be have tumas zov if she sees an excretion that's similar to a shikva zera. That is learned from the pasuk ish ish. It says ish ish, the word ish twice by tumas zov. So it's to remind a woman from lo ben, from a white excretion. Now again, I'm not sure what that means to remind a woman from a white excretion. Does it mean if she's dam, that's white, Well, does it mean if she sees the consistency of a shikhvat zera that comes out of her? So you're going to say, well, how could this happen? So it could happen by a tumtum and an androgynous, right? So you have ve'im tumtum ra lobin. Let's say the tumtum has something that comes out of him that is similar to his shikhvat zera. Tumas erev vade. So, no, sorry, I'm not reading this properly. Tumtum ve'androgynous shoro nidais. Tumasim besafik. The Gemara says that if a tumtum and an androgynous sees nida, they are not tame. It's a suffix. So for instance, if they then touch truma, ein sorf and truma alehem. You wouldn't be sorif if the truma if an androgynous sees nida. And similarly, if a tumtum sees dam nida, or nida, right, blood comes out of it, that seems to be similar to dam nida, you would not be sorif if truma. But what happens if they see dam, and then right afterwards, before they become tahor from the dam, they have to go to a mikveh misafek? So this is now a big problem. I hate to say it. Imagine there's an androgynous that has to go to a mikveh. It's a problem. What mikveh do they go to?
Yeah, there you got it. Yeah. No, it's a very common question. No, separate mikveh. You need separate mikveh for them.
Go to the sea.
What?
Go to the sea.
Whatever. But it's interesting, the androgynous sees dam nida, right?
Separate hours for androgynous.
The androgynous sees dam nida. So the androgynous is tomei misafek and has to go to the mikveh. What happens before the androgynous goes to the mikveh, the androgynous now sees lobin, now sees shikhva zera. So you would say that he should be tomei monofshach, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If he's a woman, the androgynous, then he's tomei from the dam nida. And if you're going to tell me that the other side is maybe the androgynous is what? A zacher, then he should be telling me from the lobin. Should be telling me from the shikhva zera.
He could be a min b'fnei
atzmo. That's right. Androgynous could be a min b'fnei
atzmo. Yeah, but right. V'im tumtum ro lobin. Tumas erev vadai hu tami manavshach. Dim zacher hu matami belobin. V'im nekeva tamea tumas erev. It's really based on the Gemara. Gemara chav chesam and alef. The Gemara in Chav Chesam and Aleph says that you should be Man of Shach. But it's very interesting.
Why is it only Tumas Erev? Why is it only Tumas Erev? If it's in a keva, so she's an Eden, no?
No, but that's
a
Maman of Shach. You can only say Erev, right?
Because the Nida is 7 days, but a Shikva Zera is so only Tumas Erev.
So right, we don't know what she is.
And then it's a suffix than the other seven.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's not a complete statement, like...
So vaday tomei tumas erev, right?
Vaday erev, and then it's suffix.
Which is very interesting.
Okay.
Because the vaday erev is if it's needed 7 days, and if it's shikva zera, then it's what 1 day. So for sure, should have the tumas erev. It's interesting that the tzad that it's nida really should be mechayev at least 7, right? But for 1 day, for sure. So meaning, if truma is tucked on the first day, after the tumtum androgynous sees both dam and loben. Right, you would have that truma would be sort of midin vadai. Because if the tumtum androgynous in the keva is a tumas shiva, and if the tumtum androgynous is a zachar, there's a tumas 1 day midin balkari.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
He's already mussed for tumah. Why don't you say?
Ah, so there's an aruch laner. There's an aruch laner on that sugya in Chavches, and other achronim discuss a very interesting thing. That if you go to what happens if the person saw dam nida, right? The androgynous saw dam nida, and then after 7 days went to the mikveh, and then saw loben afterwards. What would you say? Would you say that the what would you say? Would you say that it's tamei man of shach or not? Because lechori it shouldn't be tamei man of shach, right? Because on the tzad that it's in the cave is what? Since the cave, you're ready to tahor.
Yeah.
And now you're going to tell me it's a zachar, so we didn't zachar, it's only a suffix. The question is, when did at what time in period of time did the androgynous see both dam and shikva zera? If it saw dam, waited 7 days, went to the mikvah, and then saw shikva zera afterwards, you would not say, right?
Suffix.
You would not say suffix, right?
Yeah. There it's a suffix. There's a suffix.
There l'chayre, it's totally a suffix, right?
Either
because there's no mamon of shach, right?
Either she, it's a man, and it's or it's a woman. It's this woman, she's tall, right? Because there's no such thing. The lobo is not a tummy.
So even if she saw or he whatever saw on the seventh day before going to the mikveh for the nida, and then went to the mikveh that night.
That's the case of the Aruch Laner. The case of the Aruch Laner is what happens if, because the Gemara.
Let me make it better. The Loban came out at night, the night of the eighth, before she went to the Tumtum went to the mikveh, and then the Tumtum went to the mikveh that night. So then she reverts to Suffolk. It reverts to Suffolk.
Because the
problem is the Gemara says uses this lotion. Ro'u loben v'odem ke'echad. Now what does ke'echad mean? Does it mean simultaneous or not? What's the timing? So the Aruch Laner discusses this question. Let me ask you, the Aruch Laner says this question. She sees, let's say, Dam Nida on the Androgynous, not she. The Androgynous sees Dam Nida on Sunday. Right? And then the Androgynous starts counting 7 days. Before the Androgynous goes to the mikvah after 7 days, sees Shechvah Zerah, then goes to the mikvah. What do you say after the Androgynous went to the mikvah?
That's your case.
Would you say still Tumah Manav Shach or not?
Does it help to go to the mikvah if you have two Tumahs and it only sells one Tumah?
That's the question, interestingly enough. What would you say? Would you still say Manav Shach?
I'm making it a little bit better. Shechvah Zerah is only Tumah Tumas Yom, Tumas Zerah.
Correct.
Okay, so if the on the seventh day, Lamashal, on the seventh day, the Shechvah Zerah came out, it's only Matamah to Maserav anyway. So that night, either way, the mikvah is good.
So it cures both things.
Cures both things simultaneously. Right. That wouldn't be a problem. Right. Well, I'm making the case where at night, the seventh night, you know, going into the eighth, night of the eighth.
So she has to wait till the next night to go.
Then, at that point, the Zera came out.
Right.
So, mitam the Dam Nida, that night, she's eligible.
Right.
Mitam the Zera, so you have to wait until the next night. But if she went that night, then that's only a Tumas Safik.
Does it work a mikveh? I'm asking an independent question. The person has two Tumas on them.
Both.
And could you get rid of one tumah and the other one remaining at the same time? Because it wasn't.
Why not? Of course you could. Why not?
You can. So, if like a person.
For instance, a nida. If a nida goes too early, right, it doesn't work the mikvah, right?
Right.
Matter of fact, that's the Gemara at the beginning of Benos Kusim. Laman Alpha Mabez, the Gemara says Benos Kusim, right, are tumah from the first day. And every kusi is a chashash that he's boil his wife who's a nida. Why? Because the Kusim held every single dam that a woman says she has to go to the mikveh. You thought that's machmer? That's actually mekel. Why? Because what will happen is she sees, let's say, green, and she starts counting her 7 days. In the middle of the 7 days, she sees regular red blood. She still has started counting from green because they're machmer. So now she goes to the mikveh too early.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So that is considered to be not Tahira. Right. Therefore, every Kusi, because they're Machmir, on starting to count with the wrong Dam, not just red Dam, is considered to be a Bol Nida. So you see that if you go to Mikvah too early, it's not going to work, right?
That's clear.
That's clear. If you go to Mikvah too early, it's not going to work.
I was asking if you have a separate Tumah, a different, let's say, a Sheretz Tumah. And she's still a nida. Could she go and get rid of the sheretz tumah?
Yeah.
While she's a nida.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help for the nida, but it helps for the sheretz.
Right.
Okay. All right. That answers.
That's for sure. But the question I think the Aruch Laner has is, let's say you had a cheskas tumah. In other words, you have a suffix. Here we have each one by itself is a suffix. If the androgynous sees nida suffix, maybe nekeva. If the androgynous then sees what? Shechvah Zerah, Suffolk Zohar, Suffolk Tomei. So the Gemara says, Ro, Lobin Va'odom Ke'echod. The question is, what's Ke'echod? Then the question is that for sure, Tomei Manav Shach. If Nekev, you had Nida, and if Zohar, you had Shechvah Zerah.
Yes.
So what does Ke'echod mean? Slochon there says, it can't be Mamash, they saw at the same moment. It could be that they saw within a few days,
why
right?
Why can't
it? Doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
It can be.
Right. It doesn't have to be that they saw at the same second.
No.
Right. It could be they saw Nida on Monday and the Shechivah Zera was on Tuesday. Right. Then on Wednesday, it's Mamash Watz, Mamash Raman of Shach on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
For Tuesday and Wednesday. But I think he has another scenario. His scenario is that you saw the Shechivah Zera after she became Tahira from Nida. So do you still say there's a Suffolk? Or do you say that there was a Cheskas Tuma of Nida that existed prior to that? And before the and based on that Cheskas Tuma that existed before that, I would not just say that now that she sees Shechivah Zera, I'll give her a break. Because she did have a status of Anida. She had a status of Anida, which was Becheskas Tuma.
But she went to the mikveh, no?
Yeah, right. She went to the mikveh, she'd be Tahira. So I have to try to remember the Aruch HaNer's exact case.
So then maybe it's my case.
Yeah, it would be like your case, right?
My case, where the night of going to the mikveh, that night, she saw Shechivah Zera.
Yeah, but why is that just said? So then it's a Vaita Suffolk. It's only
no,
one
so now maybe you, that question is, Machazkina Meisalis, or can you be Machazkina, you know, right. Luchar is two totally different things. Do you say Machazkina Mitumultuma, Machazkina Beisur?
So it's that general things? Question, I guess.
And that would answer with your Sheretz, if it's become from a Sheretz, if you say Machazkina Mitumultuma, so how would it help
yeah.
you that's feeling for a Sheretz?
Yeah,
I have to look up that exact case.
But there's an interesting footnote over here that says that it's not Vaday. Even the way after you say I'm a Manavshach, it doesn't become a Vaday. So how is that possible? You're not sorry to Shuma.
It's a fairish Gemara, however. Gemara says like this. I'm reading a Gemara Lamed Chav Chesum et Aleph. Ro'u lo ben va'odem. Ke'echad, right? Mm-hmm. Rashi says, the Maman of Shach Tomei, Afilu Hachil Inyan Tumas Bias Mikdash, Petiri Mikorban, to the first time. The Gemara says that even though you're Tomei Maman of Shach, you're not Chayiv a Korban al Bias Mikdash. Because it's specific possible of Bias Mikdash.
Now, which Tomei you have?
Why do you? No, you don't have to know, because it's a Pasuk.
What's the Ptur?
The Ptur is it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Bamidbar Hay says, Mizachar v'ad nekeva. A zachar and nekeva have to bring a korban for tumas mikdash. And since there, this in drognas or tumas, neither a zachar and nekeva,
it's a
prat in the pasuk. It says, this is what it says. Mizachar v'ad nekeva tishlochu.
So you have to know which one
the
it is.
The shiloch machanais is told to a zachar and nekeva. Zachar vade nekeva vadois. Velo tumtum ver and drognas. It's just a separate meat. But sorfin aleim is a truma. If ro ke'echad, you are served truma. Because the Miman of Shach, like Rashi says. The Miman of Shach tummy. So I'm not sure what the footnote wants. V'yesh lohar adivar abbeinu.
It's on the B.S. HaMikdash.
Right.
It's not on Shach and truma.
Right. I think the Gemara is pretty clear that you are served truma. I'm not sure what the footnote is.
Right.
So you should know that the Minchas Chinuch is not responsible for the addition to the androgynous. It's actually Gemara. Ach be'emes lo kol lo b'matame b'zachar. Rak k'beitz ha-muzoros ta'inyon ziva. Avalo k'mara mevu b'ram perk be'ez me'michsuri k'kapara halacha alav de'ein tome klal. So even by Tumas Keri, or Tumas Lobed, which is Shechivah Zera, you need that Shechivah Zera to have a certain type of attribute, to be Matame. Ach eni yodei im roa mizchurasai, efshe lo shayich loyme makor makom otame. So he wants to know, do you say makor makom otame also by a man? I mean, just like a woman, if she, even though it's not nida, but the woman sees something comes from the makor, it doesn't have to be dam nida. Is it possible that if a man excretes something or something emanates from the man where it's normally the place that creates Shechivah Zera, would you say that if it's not Klesko Shechivah Zera, it's also Makor Makom Atame by a man? So I'm not sure why you'd have such
it's
a stuff.
It's not a marker. It doesn't have a marker.
Right. V'tzorich Iyun. V'imro lo ben kfar kasafti. Dehu safek. V'gam kasati sham dimro odem mizchuraso any other ma idon bo, right? So the question is, what does it mean that the man sees something red? What does it mean? So the Gemara says there's a miut. If a man sees something red, he is not tamei. So the question is, what does red mean? Does it mean that something comes out of him from the aver, which is blood? Does it mean aver from the blood, or does it mean actual shechvas zera that's red?
They meant blood.
What?
If they meant dam, they'd say dam. So they don't mean dam.
In other words, a zav by a man is never, that's not dam. Zav is...
Right. Zav has to be shechvas zera.
Right. Shechvas zera.
Right.
I don't think Zav is Shechvas Zera either. Zav is something else.
There's no such thing as a
Zav
Gadola by a man.
There's
right?
no Zav there.
There's two types of Zavs.
So yeah, some people
Roash De Rias, Roash Ol Shrias. It's a Mishnah again in Megillah.
Yeah.
Ain Ben Zav, Roash De Rias, Roash Ol Shrias, El Korban. You know, it's two Rias, he's Tomei, right? But he has to bring a Korban. Three Rias, he has to bring a Korban.
So what kind of reus are we talking about?
Meaning there's an excretion, a man excretes.
So it's not classic shechvas zera.
No, not classic.
It's not dam.
It's not dam.
It's not dam.
It's something else. Yeah, it's not shechvas zera.
And it's not dam.
Some people think it's venereal disease type of thing.
Yeah, sometimes they used to translate as gonorrhea.
Yeah,
that's not true either.
So it's not true. It's some kind of thing that doesn't seem to exist.
So the question is, what does it mean, lim ute? Ish me'odem. What does that mean? So Rashi says in one case, Lemute ish me'odem, Tochi mash me ish metami benida velo ish. So that sounds like, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's memayet what? Blood, correct? Because it says, Dohachi mash me ish metami benida velo ish. That's what it sounds like, right? But then a few Rashis later, he says like this, Chad lemute mishich vazera. Odem, im yira shechva zera, odem. If your shechva zera is red, that's what the mamayit. So the question is, what's the miut of a man may odem? Is it a miut of dam, or is it a miut of a shechva zera with a red color? Or a zav with that color?
Is there an actual shechva zera with a red color, or is the blood that got into the shechva zera? Is such a matias of shechva zera?
I understand that, so I'm not sure.
What do you mean it's Mamayit?
The Gemara says it's a miut.
If any part of it is Shechvas Zera, it's Matame.
So what's the miut?
What do we care if it's
the Gemara says, Lama.
It has to be purely red. It has to be no.
Lama lilim ute ish me'odem. What does that mean? To be might a man from red. What does that mean?
So
lim ute ish me'odem.
It means just blood.
That's what it means?
Just purely blood. Like, yeah.
Then what's the ute ish me'odem?
Together with shechvas zera. Well, how did it pater the shechvas zera from being metama? It's still shechvas zera.
With shechvas zera, we don't have to wait one day. We don't have to wait the erev.
And if it is blood,
and if it has a din of a
nida, he would become a nida. Is that it?
Maybe that's the miut.
The Amir is that he doesn't become a Nida. That's not called Nida. There's such a concept of Nida by a man.
No. But it sounds like...
So that's his Mir.
You got to look. But
that's his Mir.
No. But the Mir is from Tumah altogether. Even Tumah, any Tumah. Not only Tumah's Nida. So
there's no Tumah at all.
No Tumah at all.
So he wants to know, is there Makor Makom Matameh by a man, he's thinking. Meaning that it's not Matameh, Tumah's Zav, Tumah's Nida. There's no Tumah's Riyah, correct? But maybe it's a makor matakom tummy by a man. It's very, I don't know. It's what he thinks it might be possible.
I can't conceive of the fact that the shechvas zera there, that there's a miut, that he hasn't become tummy, at least shechvas zera.
What is the miut? Limute ish me'odem. What does that mean? That he sees blood?
Maybe that's some kind of machla that it bled. So
it's blood, you're saying?
Right. So, but that's also, we would think it's also metame bezochor.
And it becomes a nida.
No, we don't say, it's not a nida. It doesn't come from this makor. But the shaila is, if a man has some kind of a wound over there,
then she becomes tame at all.
What?
Then she becomes tame at all, like a zav. Like a shechvas zera, even though it's
not a zav. Zav is a specific kind of Russian chumash.
Yeah. Zav is a different kind of a secretion.
Okay.
We don't have to promote these things.
Yeah.
Okay, Gimel. V'chol ha-noshim. Av, so who, which women are metame tumas nida? Av shechva, av shefcha, metame benida l'chol ha-dinim. Chutz migoya, she'ena metame benida. Kodem sholoshan v'yam echad. La'achar sholoshan v'yam echad, b'lav hachi, harei kezov l'chol dover. They make a gzera on all goyim that the metame b'zov v'zov. That's all what Chanukah is all about, correct? That goyim metame b'zov v'zov. Achafilo dama metame dafka lach v'enu metame yovish. V'lo kamo b'Yisrael shadam metame gam ken yovish. Ayin ram perk beiz b'mishkov v'moshe v'olach yod. Because once a tumah d'oraisa, if there's a real tumas nida midoraisa, then the dam nida is matame lach v'yavish. But if it's just a gzera on a woman, then the gzera on a woman is gzera on a woman on the goyas are only on.
What was the reason for the takana? That she should be tame like a zava.
You had it also by Ami Aretz, but that's different. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the reason for that takana is. You should know that the Gemara has a special discussion. When is a woman metame benida? At what point is she metame benida? So the Gemara concludes that a woman, and it's interesting, it's very strange. The Gemara says there's a maisa. There was a maisa in Bupadisa. There was a maisa in Eretz Yisrael. There was a maisa that the young baby girl went to the mikveh before the mother. Meaning when a mother gives birth to a nekeva, her tum is what? 14 plus 66, right?
Yeah.
So she would go to the mikveh after 14. Then she becomes what's called a tful yom arucha, correct? Then she has a long period between going to the mikveh at 14 and then the 80th day. So they bring a maisa that the Gemara brings maisas. There were times that the baby would go to the mikveh before the mother. Meaning a baby would come out of a mother's nekeva, and that little baby somehow would see tumas nida, and they would put the baby in the mikveh before the mother. Meaning that there would be a tumas shiva to the baby before the mother. Because the Gemara concludes that the halacha is that tumas nida is even yom echad. And that's one of the Gemara makes limudim from, again, ve'isha. The word ve'isha with an extra vav is found in a number of different parshios concerning tum and tara. So ve'isha is afil tunokas bas yom echad.
It's a Jewish girl.
A Jewish girl. Now the kusim are interesting.
Three
kusim, who are these, you know, quasi-Jews, we're not sure throughout Shas, they, is a chashash, that every woman who's a kusis, is a chashash, is a nida. Because why? So the Gemara says, why? Because maybe they saw as a young girl and they didn't, you know, they weren't chashash. So the Gemara says, because only Jews were dorish ve'isha to be mar be'even atinokas yom echad. Kusim, if a young girl would see dam nida, they would not take it seriously. So therefore, there could have been a lot of young kusim, kusios, that saw dam nida as young girls, and they weren't choshesh. So the Gemara says, then why every woman?
But if they go to the mikveh, they're tohar, right?
Well, if they go to mikveh, they're tohar, right. But they were choshesh for young girls. Young kusis girl, they said if she touched truma, you have to be choshesh that the truma is what? Truma is tmeh. So the Gemara says, not a vadai, it's a suffix. So the Gemara says, what type of suffix? It's a miut. So the Gemara says, this is going to Rab Meir, chashinin l'miyuta. So the Gemara says, even Rab Meir's chashinin l'miyuta has to be miut hamatsui. So then they bring all these mices. It's not so unusual for a young girl to actually see blood. They brought all these mices. Mice in this city and that city, where the tinokas went to the mikveh before the mother. So anyway, you should know the Gemara is a fairish or ribui, ve'isha, with a vav, to say even a tinokas bas yom echad l'nida. The Gemara says, the Tanya, isha, ein liela isha, tinokas bas yom echad l'nida minayin, tamad lama ve'isha. Ve'isha. Okay, ve'isha is even tinokas bas yom echad. Okay, let's continue. What are we up to? Ice dollar. V'dad, the Chazal Gazru Alan.
What is this blood that comes out to a teenager? She's not mature at all, sexually mature. So what is coming out? What is this?
I don't know.
Is
that
mens- it's not menses.
I have no idea what it is. I don't know.
What does the tumor come from? Is it a drabon? It's not a drabon, it's a derisa, right?
It seems a derisa. It's a limud. Tambalom of the ish, right? The Gemara says the fish. What? The Gemara says, I'm reading Gemara Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. The Tanya Isha, Ainli Ela Isha, Tinakas Basyom Echad Lenida Minayan, Talmud Lomar Ve Isha. Right? It's a Ferish Gemara. Tinakas even Basyom Echad. So the question is, you're saying, but it's really not practically.
Damnida.
It's not Damnida.
That's what it doesn't seem. Even if an older woman who has Dam, that's not the Damnida. So it's some other kind of Dam. She doesn't become a Nida if you could verify that it's not.
Right? Nafmina Shiviyama.
Yeah. So she should be on
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I just read Nida.
Real Tamnida. Yeah.
It's what it says.
Consider to be real Tamnida. It's a biological fact.
I understand. I have to look up the Shulchan Aruch. Is the Shulchan Aruch on this? I just want to say, hey. No, it's only Isurei Bia and Hilchos Matame Mishkov HaMoshev. So the interesting thing would be, is this just a din in Tumah? Or would there be an Isur the Isur? For instance, if this woman, right, this young girl, saw Nida, right? Mm-hmm. Would she have an Isur Nida on her until she goes to the mikvah whenever?
Or she's just Tame.
Or is it just a din in Tumah or it's a din in Isur Nida? I don't know. Because I look on the side, there's no din in Shulchan Aruch. Just the Isurei Bia and Mishkov HaMoshev.
So it sounds like it's going to be an Isra.
Maybe. Like
it's not in Shulchan Aruch now.
In other words,
it's not in Shulchan Aruch.
It's like Tumas Makar.
Well, no, it's not like
Tumas. No, because it's 7 days.
Right, it's Nida. It's not Makar Makar Tomei. What?
No, we're questioning whether
it's Isra Baila.
We're questioning whether it's Isra Baila.
It would be an Isra Baila. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Lachar, I mean, I have to look it up. Maybe an Isra Baila around, but the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. If I look on the side in the Ein Mishpat, it's only in Yisurei Bia and Tumas Mishkov HaMoshev. So maybe the Rambam brings down Yisurei Bia, but there's no Tzion in Shulchan Aruch. V'da d'chazal gazru ala nida v'ala zava im ein lahem veses. Shu metamen me'es la'es o me'pekida la'pekida. The first Mishnah in Nida. That if a woman sees Dam, you should know that they're choshesh to go retroactively. Im ein lahem veses. Pekida means a bedika. V'tumas me'es la'es metame mishkov u'moshev. This tumah that goes retroactively, you should know, is limited. It's limited to, first of all, just to be metame mishkov u'moshev. V'afil kli cheres behesed. V'lo gazru elo l'trumo l'kachim. V'lechulim lo gazru. V'tumas zu ein sorfen aleha truma v'kachim. It's only a din de rabbanon of chashash, but you go retroactively. And it would not be a tumas vadai, a jesor of truma on it. V'lo gazru ela ala vadai. V'al tumtum ven drogan shoro'u, lo gazru aleyem tumas me'es la'es. So if you had go back to tumme and drogonis, that see nida, if they see nida, and they're tumme suffic, that suffic you would not pile on top of that, also a chashash to go retroactively. V'din zehu mea Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli. Denida perak alaf halacha alaf.
So what does this mean?
Move a Mishnah melk. We have Gosham halacha dal
v'lo gozru el oh, the trum l'kachim. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. No, so what's that? V'tum meis l'tama mishkav u'mosha.
Right.
And when we say that it's v'tama trum l'kachim, that's benegia, right?
Benegia, right. Well, the problem is mishkav u'mosha is an av. So let's say a woman saw Nida, and you go back me'es la'es. And you know over the last 24 hours, she sat on that couch, correct? So it's mashma, the couch would now become Tomei Mishkov HaMoshev. Let's say Truma now, you realize we put Truma down on that couch over the last 24 hours. L'chari would pass with the Truma, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to say it's Tamei Mishkav Moshav goes back 24 hours, then it becomes Tumas Mishkav Moshav, which is Matame, which is Avatuma. Matame Truma for sure. But you're not sort of the Truma. I guess you're totally the Truma, correct?
What did you say?
You're not sorif that truma though, correct? There's no sorifas truma based on meislais, right?
Okay.
So you toilet it.
Oh, okay, right.
Toilet means you do nothing with it and you let it rot. What would the Rambam leave out? Then the two androgynous don't have. Very interesting. Take a look at hay. Bezecher Yitzchak, Simon and Hay, but Shuvas to Shaya, Simon Yalch Mivorim, Hashmat is Harabah. Isn't that interesting? Someone was asked, Charles of Shuvas, why does the Rambam not bring this halach of the Yerushalmi? That a two androgynous don't have Meis Leis. Can you imagine that's the question you're getting? And you're going to answer that question? Right? Now what bracha do you make on quinoa, but how come the Rambam didn't leave out the din of Tum Tum and Drug with Meir Slays?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.